from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, New Jersey will help Florida and the Southeast U.S. recover from Hurricane Helene, which made landfall as a Category 4 storm late last night in Florida with 140-plus mile-per-hour winds. 80 members of New Jersey's Task Force 1 are staged and ready for their assignment. Teams from Pennsylvania and New York also responding. Four members of the Red Cross New Jersey are pre-positioned in Florida to support impacted communities with shelters. Helene is now a tropical storm, but it's already being blamed for the deaths of at least six people. The former hurricane has maximum sustained winds of 60 miles per hour as it rolls across southern Georgia and is still causing heavy rains and life-threatening storm surge. Atlanta is under a flash flood emergency today for the first time ever in the history of the city, and a storm surge warning is in effect for Florida's Big Bend region, where Helene came ashore last night as that Category 4. A New Jersey repeat offender will face prison after admitting to accessing images of child sex abuse.
Charles Borelli entered a guilty plea in federal court on Wednesday. The 62-year-old Burlington County man previously was convicted in 2018 of possessing child pornography after an arrest by the Camden County Prosecutor's Office. He was still on probation when he was arrested for the same crime in 2022. When sentenced, Borelli now faces between 15 and 40 years in prison. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
To help reduce gun violence and enhance community safety, every law enforcement agency in Union County will host gun surrender events on October 5th. The goal is to provide a safe and anonymous opportunity for people to dispose of unwanted firearms, ammunition, and prescription drugs. Union County First Assistant Prosecutor James Tansey says this gun surrender is unique.
I believe it's probably the first time in the history of the state that an entire county has been involved. This is going to involve every municipality in our county. We have 100% participation with all 21 municipalities.
Law enforcement officers will be on site at all 18 locations to collect the firearms safely and dispose of them properly. It's not just for Union County residents either. Everyone from everywhere is welcome. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. How is the weekend shaping up? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Hurricane Helene has been battering the southeastern United States. Some really dramatic weather there. But I want to be crystal clear. No dangerous weather in New Jersey's forecast. No severe thunderstorms, no wind, no flooding, just some rain and clouds. As we go into this afternoon, we'll transition from fog and drizzle to overcast skies and scattered rain lifting from southern to central New Jersey. It's going to stay fairly muggy today. Temperatures going nowhere, highs in the lower 70s. Pockets of rain continue for tonight with fog likely again, lows in the mid-60s. Here comes the weekend. Cloudy and cool tomorrow with spotty showers around, especially for the southern half of the state. Highs will be around 70. More of the same on Sunday. Lots of clouds and a few showers. Highs 65 to 70. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Right now, we've got 65 in Scotch Plains, at 66 in Belmar, 72 in Mays Landing. Weather brought to you by Guaranteed Service. Leaky faucet, backed up sewer line, not enough hot water, AC that doesn't cool. Call Guaranteed Service today and get $50 off any plumbing, cooling, or electrical repair. Visit GuaranteedService.com or call 1-800-GUARANTEED.
Not New York, not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey, 101.5. Join the conversation.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get delicious Kroger pasta sauce or pasta for 99 cents each with your card. Then get tender, fresh Tyson boneless chicken breasts for $2.49 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.